Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyle for a Lifetime. I am your host, Dr. Gwyneth Williams, and we are delighted to be with you again, and thank you for being on our overseas journey with us. We just calculated the last 2 years we've been in the U.S. for only 3 months, but it's good to be back in the U.S. On our last show, I think we were in Spain, and before that, France and Wales and London and Japan. We were there and went to China. It's been an exciting year in Taiwan and Korea. And God has done great things in England, and we've just seen God do great things. But you know what? It was all because of the Holy Spirit's leading and prayer. Prayer makes a difference. So we are going to continue where we left off. And I believe we're going to finish this today because I'm looking forward to our next week's sessions on God's pressure points, and we'll be talking about that. And when God puts his finger on a nerve, oh, a sore spot in your life that needs some attention or changing, and what is our reaction to do when we get those pressure points? You know, even, you know, when we were in some of the countries, they are always, oh, the Chinese do good massages and the Japanese, oh, but the Taiwanese, they're the best. And, oh, no, the Koreans give the best massages. But when they hit those pressure points, especially if those muscles are sore, and even this morning I got my shoulders rubbed some from pulling weight, and those pressure points, you know, but sometimes what are God's pressure points? And we will talk about that on our upcoming series. So we want you to tune in to that so that we can talk about what God is saying and how we have to be mature and flexible and adaptable and movable and bendable. But today we are going to finish up, the Lord willing, with hindrance to praying and how to overcome. So I want you to get your Bibles if you like, or your iPads or your iPhones or whatever you may have. So just to give you a refresher, what we've talked about in our intros, we discussed, do you have difficult time praying? Sometimes, you know, the enemy will come in and try to attack us. But what did Jesus say in our text? The spirit is willing, but what? The flesh is weak. So Satan knows our weaknesses of the flesh better than we do, and he tries to capitalize on that. He tries to take advantage of us, but we just know that the effective, powerful prayer of as we contend for the faith and contend for the glory, and we can overcome those obstacles. And then the main core of our teaching, and you can go back and listen to the tapes, that spiritual hindrances, it tries to make our spirit unwilling. And we will not go into the depth of those, but it's the unconfessed sin, as well as the lack of faith, unwilling to take a step of obedience. You know, a lot of times we know what to do, but we don't want to even obey, even when God gives us the instruction. Sometimes we can have the vision written, we can make it plain, but sometimes we have to step in obedience to what we've got in prayer. But you can listen to that series. And then the other thing, of course, in the lack of faith, sometimes we don't pray because we don't really know or believe that God can do it. And the dry season, where you may feel like you're in the wilderness, as well as then when we pray, sometimes we may feel like that we have hit the ceiling and that we can't go any further. But those are the intro to this session that we have started a few months ago, And the Lord willing, we will end it today. Now, our last point that we talked about on the last session was the mental and emotional hindrances, our feelings of maybe there's a restlessness. Maybe even the enemy may try to bring on you like a depression and say, oh, like you're in this darkness and you don't want to go forth, or are you just not in the mood, or you need to wait for a more convenient time. And, you know, even as we exercise our spiritual muscles, you know, even sometimes the enemy will try to bring that about in the physical realm, even for those of us who need to get out there and do physical things too. There may just be, well, oh, you're not in the mood. But the enemy may try to bring it about. I don't want to be a hypocrite, but we can't live by our feelings. No matter what the weather, the time of month, the circumstances, or whatever that you're putting into your life, you know, all of this can affect your feelings and how you feel. So we have to make sure that we know we're overcomers of the weather, the overcomers of the time of the month, the circumstances, and we have to be careful of what we're putting into our thought life and in around us is going into our spiritual man. And then the other point we talked about in the mentally emotional was trying too hard in the flesh. Maybe there may be some type of mental block that the action is better than the prayer. So many prayers are made. Sometimes we're just praying those prayers in our own self-effort. But how many of you know we just need to take a breath and the Holy Spirit will take over when we give ourselves to Him, because He is the Spirit of power. And He is the one, He's our divine resource that we can take that step to make a sacrifice of praise. You know, there is a sacrifice of praise. Have you ever started praying and you just start praying and then you get into the Spirit and before you know it, it's 3 hours. But when we pray fleshly prayers instead of the ones from the Holy Spirit that well up within, we don't put on a front with God. So we have to be honest with God and tell God how you feel. Tell Him. Sometimes maybe, Lord, I don't feel like praying, but I just want to just be in your presence and pray from your spirit, from your heart, not from the flesh. So we discussed that, and then we talked about the lack of concentration, and this is where we're going to start with today, and then our next point will be physical hindrance. So we know that we have to bring the sacrifice of praise we used to sing a song, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And when we do that, we remove the fleshly part and we can get into the spirit. But sometimes enemy will try to come in the flesh, and this is the point we're dealing on today, on the mental and emotional hindrances. Number one was the feelings. The other was trying too hard in the flesh. And here, number three, is lack of concentration. So how many of you have ever been in prayer and all of a sudden your mind wanders? Now, this from my personal testimony in my personal prayer time, and I've shared this before. I'm reading through the Bible. I started in Matthew. I always start the first of the year, and actually I'm getting ready to start Kings now. But sometimes I'm reading, I'm listening to the word, because I do the hear. So I'm listening to the word as I'm reading, and I don't count it just as listening if I'm not reading it, because I'm seeing. So I'm listening from an iPod or from, in the past I've done CDs, now I'm listening to it on my phone. But I'm reading the word, listening to the word, seeing the word. In my reading, I'm hearing, I'm touching, I have my Bible. I don't use my iPod because I like to write or underline special things. And then I'm tasting the word. Now, the point I'm getting to, sometimes within that time, it's not that I'm wondering for my prayer time or praying the word, but God will give me a revelation during that time. and I will write it down. It may be even an instruction of something to do. Now, there's a difference if you're praying and your mind wonders or starts thinking on something or you get a revelation. That's what we want in our reading time. That's what we want in our prayer time. But if your mind, one of the hindrances that the mental and emotional, if you begin to wonder and you can't get into praying because you're thinking about all these other things that are on your mind. So what we have to do is be able to say, is this God? Is this an instruction from God that my mind is going here? What is God saying to me about this particular situation in my life? Or are you wondering, thinking about what somebody said or what somebody did or what you need to do? So that's one of the things you need to, in the lack of concentration, you need to understand and you need to ask, is this of the spirit or is this of the flesh? Well, my mind is wondering. I can't get into prayer. I have so much on my mind. But if you're worrying and it's pulling you away from communion with God, then it is a hindrance. So sometimes it's best just to begin by just sitting there and waiting on the Lord. Sometimes I pray in the spirit, but I am more of a meditator. I like solitude. Those are some of my hugest prayer strengths, where I'm meditating on God, I'm thinking about God, I'm in solitude, where I know some people, their prayer is, you know, they're praying in the spirit, and they're praying in tongues, and they pray for hours, and I pray that too. You know, prayer is more than just praying out in the spirit and are praying aloud. You have a time, you know, it may be praise. You know, I know some people love just to hear praise music, and I'm a praiser. I love praise, and I love worship. But if you're having a lack of concentration and you feel like your mind is wandering and that's hindering you from the mental and as a mental or emotional hindrance, sometimes it's just meditate on the Lord. And then have a specific prayer list or request that you have on paper in front of you, and then be specific in your prayer. And that way when you wait on God in silence, you don't have to be in a hurry. That way you can clear your mind, you can meditate on the things of the Lord, but don't feel like lack of concentration if you have that you're losing that if you have to write something down. Because God, He's given in prayer time, we want to have instructions from the Lord. That's why we're there. And that's why it's sometimes to be quiet. And even in when we're receiving from God, or even if someone's praying for us, and I know as Pentecostals, we all pray together at the same time, and it all flows. But, you know, sometimes it's just good, especially if you're speaking in tongues and someone's praying for you, sometimes it's just good just to for your concentration even to hear what God is saying through that person, or to hear what God is saying to your spirit man. It's just to, you know, pause, think about it. And just rest in his presence and wait on the Lord. And then you can pray specific, and then you don't have to have vague prayers. Or sometimes the Lord, if you're meditating on things of the Lord and you have specific prayer lists and requests written down in front of you, you can be detailed, and then you're getting exact what to pray for if someone has given you a request, and then it's not going to be vague, and you can pray aloud, or even if you're in public or under your breath, just make prayers more concrete, and they should be very firm so there is not a lack of concentration or a lack of focus, and your mind isn't wondering. So you can even keep a notepad handy to write down things again that come to your mind. God often brings to your mind many things. So you have to find out, is this lack of concentration from a mental and emotional hindrance, or is this from the Lord? And so I believe that a lot of times when thoughts come to my mind, sometimes so we don't forget, the whole, if we're in the spirit realm, we say, Holy Spirit, what would you, what do you have me to do? Now, this is a good thing to point out. Sometimes you may be in concentration and you're concentrating on the things of the Lord, and the phone rings. Now, do you answer the phone or do you not? Wonder if you answer the phone. I'm a spontaneous person, but I'll pray. I'm like, maybe this might be an answer to what I've been praying about. So is that a distraction or to make you lose your concentration? So that's something you have to decide in your prayer time if you're going to answer the phone or answer the door or if you're just going to ignore, because there will be things that will bring about a hindrance to you mentally as well as emotional. So I'm Dr. Gwen Williams, and we are talking this week and for the whole year and maybe longer about the hindrances to praying and how we can overcome them. So we have finished up the mental emotional hindrances on the last sessions. We spent in that time talking about feelings and trying too hard in the flesh. But today our emphasis was on lack of concentration. Now, let's go down to the physical hindrances of prayer. So we will talk today that the Holy Spirit, we always say, have your way. And sometimes it may be one point, sometimes it may be all. But the physical hindrances that we're going to discuss today, as we talked about in the previous point of lack of concentration, is the phone calls, noise, children, you may have visitors, etc., laziness, fatigue, or maybe you've gone through illness, and busyness. And then we will discuss those, and then we will conclude this session that we've been on for almost a little over 5 weeks on the hindrance of praying and how to overcome. So let's start with the first one. We'll go more into depth with the phone calls. Maybe you're praying, and so what are you going to do? You know, I think that everything we do, evangelism, our life, prayer, it has to be intentional. We have to intend to do it and have a time, even on our schedule, that we, you know, we have to put God first and be in His Word and say, this is our time that is set aside for prayer. So spiritually, what are you going to do every day of your life to build the spirit man? So, you know, we need to, first of all, maybe find a specific place in our home, rather if it's a prayer closet, a plate, and then where we can get along with God. Maybe if it's going to be in the evening or early. Most people like early in the morning. Some people like late at night when the children are at school or taking a nap. Maybe you just want to be out in the car alone. Now, let me just tell you one of the things that I like to do, and maybe this is because I'm an evangelist and flow in the apostolic, so I move around. Even if I'm in a house, I like to go from place to place within the house. Maybe an hour sitting at a desk, an hour sitting in the reclining chair, an hour sitting in another chair, hour sitting out on the lake in the water, or maybe another hour sitting in the dining room, or sitting at the kitchen table, or sitting over in another area that's time of the day where the sun is shining, and sometimes you just might want to go out in the car. Now, you want one of the things I love, and I just seem to hear God so good in the whirlpool and in the bathtub. Now, you may want to have a prayer closet where you can go in the closet and be inclusive and just kind of be there where there's nobody but just you and God. But I love, as my dad would say, God's great, big, beautiful earth. and all the beauty because it helps you think. So I want you to think what works for you. Now, I know some people, the story of the lady who had all of the children, and and I'll have to get her name, but I think she had about 15 kids, and they lived in a little house. And what she would do is just sit in the middle of the kitchen and put the apron over her head, and that was her time with God. Now, if in a situation like that, it's like whatever works for you, or you can send them all outside. But you have to know what is working for you and how, you know, how you feel comfortable and how you can make it work. Or maybe you want to just sit out in the car. And I love, you know, we do a lot of flying and, you know, traveling. I love road trips. That's just a time just to pray. I'll never forget one time me and Star, we were just so into our Bible. And we were reading our Bible and reading the Word, and God and Dad said, "You need to just put that up for a minute and just pray and enjoy the scenery." And he would say, "This is important now." He wouldn't say more than the Word, but God can speak through so many ways. So, you know, phone calls, noise, children, visitors, find what works for you. And a place where you can go, where you can get along with God, and then know what's time for you. You know, some people might want you up every morning at 5 a.m. I'm nothing wrong with 5 a.m. prayer. But you might want to pray late at night. You might want to pray when the children are at school or when they're taking a nap or when you're traveling, or you can take a phone and we don't have to take them off the hook anymore, because most people got rid of those. But you can turn your cell phone off or leave it in the other room, because those are distractions and physical hindrances. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, Facebook message. Oh, WhatsApp message. Ooh, beep, beep. Line message. We got so many of these apps that are coming on, Viber messages, and, you know, we're just email mess. Everything's ringing, 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 but sometimes you need to say, okay, I'm for this time, I can get to my phone between 5 and 6 or 7 and 8. You know, I'm setting this time. This is my time for prayer. Get where you won't be interrupted, and bind Satan from any distracted spirit, any spirit of interruption. Now, this is just a personal thing. With Star, you know, she likes to get in her room, and I knock on her door. Sometimes I think I might have a word for her right then that she's asking God. But then sometimes she's just like, okay, I'm in prayer. So I understand that. I understand that, too. So you just have to know where you're not interrupted. And I found the lady's name. Her name was Susan Wesley. And pardon me. She didn't have 15 kids. She had 19. Wow. That's a tribe. 19 children. She would put her apron over her head, and she commanded the children not to bother her. So you can't blame it on... having 2 kids or 3 kids or toddlers. We have to find what works for us. So that's your assignment this week. I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. You're listening to Lifestyle for a Lifetime Holiness. We are talking about hindrances to praying and how to overcome them. And I really would encourage you to look at the previous lessons where we talked about reasons for unanswered prayer as well. It kind of ties in. But, okay, back to the point that the next one is, we said laziness. Now, if you're lukewarm, you may be, there's a symptom of spiritual state where you in a lukewarmness, where it's, or either you feel like you're in a spiritual state where it's not convenient. The lazy man, he does not and will not and cannot pray, for prayer demands energy. Do you know that when you get into prayer, it requires energy, especially when you, and that goes into the different types of prayer. And I would encourage you to read Celebration of Discipline, because some prayer is praise, some is solitude, some is meditation, just meditating on the Lord. But sometimes we get into travail, and sometimes we get into a birthing. But we can't be lazy, because if you are, it will not, and you can't pray, because you're going to have to be able to exert that some type of energy. It's going to take the physical and the spiritual man to be able to, for you to go forth. So the third point is, if you're fatigued or illness, you need to, maybe you can pray while going to sleep. Find time to pray when you're not tired, when you're more alert. God, sometimes if we have illness and we're in a position where we can't pray, we can find a time to pray. But what Satan does, he will try to put a sickness on you or a disease up on you where you can't even think about it, because you're focusing on the pain. So you might say, well, you know, how can I pray? You have to rebuke him, and you have to pray for your healing. It's, I met a lady two nights ago, and we were in an aerobics class. And she was 72 years old, which I didn't know. She was a teacher. She had lost 80 pounds. And she had had knee surgery and hip surgery. And she showed me her hands when we got out of the water, and they were crooked and crippled from pain of arthritis. But you know what she said? She said, she teaches that class, I think, 5 times out of 7 days. And she's in the water 2 hours each day. She said, but when I'm in the water and I'm doing, I don't feel the pain. And that's kind of like when you're in the spirit and you're praying, that can become your focus. And she says she feels the best when she's in the water. And, you know, water is symbolic of his spirit. So when you get into the spirit, when you get into the spiritual realm, and when you get into the vein of a flow of what God has for you in praying out to him in the sickness and disease and dis-ease, a lot of disease come from dis-ease, then you can give it to him, and you can rebuke Satan, and you can pray for your healing. And at during that time, you can be able to receive manifest blessing of what God has for you for your healing and prayer. And you won't even have to run to somebody for prayer, because you're in his presence, where sickness and disease and dis-ease cannot and will not follow you. The next one is busyness. I took the word busyness out of my schedule, out of my vocabulary. I don't use the word. I'm busy. I'm been busy, 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 because I like to say, God, give me your daily menu, your daily bread. So you're saying, I don't have time to pray. That is a symptom that our priorities are wrong, that we're not seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We're saying that other things are just more important than prayer. We don't really believe in the power of prayer, or we just don't care. If you're too busy to pray, then you're too busy. Because prayer demands our best. Too busy. We need to pray, oh, forgive, dear Lord, that I should not ever be too much engrossed in worldly tasks to spend an hour without you. So we are always facing the kairos, or the chronos time of God in our lives. So God is saying, in your physical hindrance of busyness, we need to take out, we don't have time to pray. We don't have time not to pray. And so God is saying, and as we speak today, that our priorities have to be right, and that is our prayer, that as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything we need will be added unto us. And sometimes we feel like, well, maybe I'm not moving fast enough, or maybe I'm not getting the things done. If you take care of God's business, not our busyness, if you take time to commune with the lover of your soul, if you take time to commune with the Jehovah Nisi, the banner, the person that is around you, then everything you need will be added unto you. So nothing is more important than prayer. If we're too busy, we're saying we don't care. And so many things that we're trying to run to, and it can be, his yoke can be easy and his burdens can be light. When we stop for that instruction that he's giving us in prayer to write down, he'll say, don't go that way. Don't be with that person today. God, what is your daily menu in prayer for me today? So one of the things that Pastor Star and I do every day, we try to say, God, what do you want us to do spiritually outside of praying and reading our Bible? What do you want mentally, physically, socially, financially? We get that in prayer and then do that. And if it's not accomplished by the end of the week, and have your Sabbath, your Saturday to rest in God, then on Monday, finish that and go to the next thing. But everything on your daily menu you've gotten in prayer, it's not just what you decided to do, but it's what the Holy Spirit told you to do. So I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. Thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyles for a Lifetime Holiness. As we conclude today with our series that we have been doing on hindrances to praying and how to overcome, based from Matthew 26:36-41. God is wanting us to spend time with him. So are you having a difficult time praying? I know some people who do. But everything that we do, we have to be able to encounter that and know that it's a very real spiritual warfare. When the devil tries to come against you to make you sick, when he tries to thwart you, the preparation of your messages, those of you who are ministry or your prayer life. So we have to be able to understand, there's an old saying that Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint on his knees. So God is saying, put the flesh aside, for the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we encourage you that if a hindrance tries to come to make you're unwilling of unconfessed sin, don't hide it like the child who's put his chocolate all over the white cushion of the couch and turns it that his parents don't see it. God is saying, confess that sin. Have faith in God and know that the blood cleanses you of all that you have done. And know that when we doubt God, we're really expressing faith to the devil. And so God is saying to you, trust in him. Trust in him. And maybe your prayers haven't been answered because the faith wasn't there. Maybe the lack of faith because we've done more than we can do. And God's saying, all right, what did I tell you to do on the daily menu? You'll get there. Sometimes we can pray big prayers but we don't have enough faith. But God says, begin by the small things. Exercise what faith you have. And if you can't believe for someone's salvation next week, pray for an opportunity to witness. God, he's going to be with us where we are. But remember, this week in your assignment is to pray specific prayers, not general. And don't be unwilling to take those steps of obedience. You say, not my will, God, your will. But unwillingness will keep you from what God is calling you to do. So, and it will keep you from prayer. And maybe you're saying, I'm having a dry season. You're in the wilderness. Maybe it's a time of testing. It's a time of hanging on. You just feel like you can't make it anymore. Are you just like that sheer faith? And there's no desire. You feel like you're not close to God. You feel like his presence isn't there. That's the time to pray out to God and to wrestle in the spirit and so that the Lord can plead your case and you can plead your case before the Lord. So I just say to you, endure and refine yourself and discipline yourself. And don't let the mental and emotional hindrance of feelings of restlessness and depression go forth is what God is saying, and be disciplined and force yourself to go forth and be like the runner who forces himself because God is saying to you, he wants you to complete the race. Even in the intense pain of cramps, in his guts, the runner goes. He gives us, and give that sacrifice of praise to the Lord. I did a 3.5, a half marathon, but I had to keep running. My daughter's done three or four of them and a whole marathon, but sometimes you may feel like, bam, I hit the wall. I'm at 20 miles. I can't go anymore. God is saying, just press, relax in him. And don't let your feelings, trying too hard in the flesh, or lack of concentration hinder you. And don't let the physical hindrances of phone calls, noise, children, and visitors, and laziness and fatigue, and don't be too busy. Because it all comes down to this as we close. What importance you really place on prayer and your desire to spend time alone with God. A person was so busy with his job in church, I'm going to read this story to you, and activities, that he said he would get around to it eventually, but he just didn't have time to pray not. Then he fell in love with a girl and suddenly found out all sorts of time to be with her, but he still didn't have time to be with the one who loved him the most. What hinders you from prayer? As the author of the Hebrew exhorts, let us strip off everything that hinders and run the race with endurance, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Is prayer important to you? And do you desire to spend time alone with God? I remind you again of the power and importance of prayer. And I'll say to you today, success to the kingdom and success to you. And remember, next week, we're going to talk about God's pressure point. When God puts his finger on a nerve, a sore spot in your life, and what is your natural reaction? So remember that we want to be mature and flexible and adaptable and movable and bendable. And we will have an in-depth study on that. And I'll just close with this. Pressed out of measure and pressed to all lean. Pressed so intensely it seems beyond strength. Pressed in the body and pressed in the soul. Pressed in the mind to the dark surges roll. Pressed by foes and pressures by friends. Pressure on pressure till life nearly ends. Pressed into loving the staff and the rod. Pressed into knowing no helper but God. Pressed into liberty where nothing clings. Pressed into faith for the impossible things. Pressed into living a life in the Lord. Pressed into living a Christ life outpouring. That was by Annie Johnson Flint, Pressed. So I'll say to you, press on, and we will talk about that next week. And blessings to you, and success to the kingdom of God. God bless.